This is Sarah Lawrence interviewing Mrs. Catherine Simpson at her home in Esmont on August 2, 2002. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Well, I just said this, but could you state for the record your name, please?
Catherine Simpson.
Okay. Any middle name?
Wilson.
Okay. And when and where were you born?
In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I was born in March 18, 1913.
Okay. And what were your parents' names?
Scipio, S-I-P-P-I-O.
I-O.
Wilson.
Okay.
And Loretta Wilson. Loretta Smith.
Loretta Smith. Wilson?
No, Loretta Wilson Smith.
Ah, Wilson.
Oh, what was she? Loretta.
Smith was her maiden name?
No.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes, okay, yes. So...
Loretta Smith.
Wilson, okay. Mm-hmm. Did she use the middle name, or did she just call herself Mrs. Wilson?
No, she did not.
Okay. And what year were they born, respectively? Do you remember?
I have the famous idea.
Okay. Where were they raised?
My mother was raised here in Esmont.
Okay.
My father, so I understand, was raised in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. And do you remember your grandparents' names? And
my grandparents, John Smith, he was a deacon of New Hope Baptist Church.
Okay.
And Katie Smith.
Okay. And that's on your mom's side?
On my mom's side. I don't know my father's.
Okay. And so Katie and John probably grew up here in Esmont?
I imagine they did.
Who knows? You're not quite sure.
They were grown when I got here.
Right, okay.
And they lived in, as long as I know them, they have been living here.
Okay. And where did you spend your childhood?
From age 3 until age 17, I spent it here.
Okay. In Esmont?
In Esmont.
All right. Living with whom?
My grandparents.
Okay. On your mom's side? Okay.
On my mom's side.
All right. And where exactly did they live? What house?
Hmm?
Where on Portage Road did they live? Or here? Or
my grandparents?
Your grandparents.
They lived here in Esmont.
But I mean, what particular
Previously?
House? In what house did you grow up?
Oh, they had a house farther down on the property.
On this road?
Yes, but it has since been demolished.
Okay. So we are just off Porter's Road, but there's a little driveway here I want to state for the record.
Right.
You would keep going down there.
Right.
How many acres of land do they have?
8.
Okay. What are some of your earliest memories of Esmont?
Oh, boy.
Or that's rather general. How about we start with life around the home?
Well, when I remember when my mother brought me here, I was still in her, a walking child, but some man was with her and brought me to my grandparents.
Some man who is not your father.
He belonged here, but my mother, he saw my mother some kind of way in here in Esmont. And,
when she was visiting?
When she came to bring me.
Okay.
And he saw her coming, so he, just picked me up and walked her to my grandparents' home.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I got there.
How did she arrive? By train?
I imagine so. Mm-hmm. I imagine so, because at that particular time, I think that was the only transportation. Mm-hmm. And she came by train.
And she had no idea who this man was?
Yes, she knew
him.
Oh,
she did?
Yes, because she had grown up here and the man had grown up here.
Uh-huh.
But I used to know his name, but I don't remember now. That's irrelevant anyway. But she brought me to my grandparents. And as a little child, I used to love to dance.
Oh.
And my grandfather was a very strict man. He was very strict. Everybody called him mean, but I don't think he was mean. He was just strict. And And when I got here and got settled and everything, I started to do the dance that I always did while I was at home. And he said, there won't be no dancing here. He was a religious person, mm-hmm. and he didn't believe in dancing at all. So that cut out the dancing. And as far as I can remember, I don't know exactly when my mother went back, but she left me with them during my growing up time.
So she spent a little time here with you in your grandparents' house,
yes,
before she returned?
Before she went back to New York. Mm-hmm. And then she went back to New York.
To New York, not Philadelphia?
I mean Philadelphia. Oh. Mm-hmm. She used to visit quite often, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
After growing up here, I considered my grandmother as my mother. Mm-hmm. Because I was always with her, and she was such a kind person.
Mm.
So any time I called my mother, mother was when I wanted something, and I would write to her, "Dear Mom, I need this, that, and the other." But any other time, I called her by her name.
Her first name?
Her first name.
Ah.
And because she was like a sister to me instead of like a mother.
Uh-huh.
And
how many siblings did you have?
I had two, but I had one more, but my father somehow stole that one and went off somewhere, and we never saw him or the child again.
When did that happen?
That was while we were still in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. When you were a baby.
When I was a baby.
And then you had one other sibling?
No, it was only two
of
us.
Two of you, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I don't like to think about that because I always think about what my mother went through with after losing her child, you know, and not knowing where it was,
yeah,
where she was.
And she never found it?
We never know.
Was it a boy or a girl?
A girl. Mm-hmm. Since I've been grown, I've been trying to research it and, you know, research.
Yeah.
And there was a young lady who was helping me, and she researched all the way back to where we used to live in Philadelphia. And then she researched him as far as Georgia, where he grew up.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the line, we lost that.
Oh.
And then from there, I just grew up around here as any child and went to school,
mm-hmm.
and everything. I liked going to school because that meant leaving home and being around other children.
Right.
And, because the principal at that time told my grandmother that she should send me to school a year earlier than I was supposed to have gone, in order to be with the young people.
Uh-huh.
And, well, naturally, I liked that.
Yeah.
That was being with other people.
Yeah.
And, I did well, I think, in school. I tried, anyway.
Uh-huh. Do you remember your teachers?
Mm-hmm.
Any that stand out?
In high school, I remember Reverend Jones. In grade school, there was if I think of it before,
mm-hmm, that's fine.
Then I'll tell.
Can you describe what school was like? The classrooms, other students.
Yeah, it was nice though, because there were, in the class that I was in, there were more boys, more girls than there were boys. And we used to have a nice time together because we would try to outdo the boys.
In what way? In terms of the studies?
And studying.
Uh-huh.
And the grades and everything. We would try to outdo the boys. And I still did that. Even in high school, I tried to keep up with the boys because the boys seemed to be getting all of the higher grades and everything.
Huh. And what do you think that was?
Well, I that was my thought. Uh-huh. That was my thought, and I was trying to keep up with them. So anyhow, when we got to high school, we had to write letters. At that particular time, we were studying French, and we had to write letters in French. And I studied enough so that I could write my letter. This was, so I could graduate, you know. If we wrote this letter, we wouldn't have to take the last graduation, the last test for graduation. So I wrote my letter. When I got it back, it was a perfect letter, except in one little dot I forgot to put. And she gave me A minus on that.
Oh.
And she gave the boys all A's. And I was so upset.
Well, what did you do about it?
Nothing, because what could you do? When we were growing up, if you were under teachers or parents, you didn't have any comeback. You just mm-hmm. did what. Mm-hmm. But I passed. You know, she passed me, but I just didn't like that little dot there.
Why do you think she did that?
Well, she said I forgot to do something on a word, so she just put it up.
But I mean, why do you think she gave the boys all A's?
Because the work was perfect.
Oh.
They had no, their letters were perfect.
Okay.
And my letter was the only one that had one little mistake on it.
Well.
And I didn't like that because I was trying to keep them
with the. What about other activities at school, like play?
Well, we used to play ball. We used to play baseball and do a little running and the exercises. Like the exercises they do now, we used to do that in school.
You went like this. Do you mean like calisthenics?
Right, and deep breathing and all that kind of stuff.
Did you play sports with the boys?
Yeah, sometimes we did, but most of the time we watched them playing ball and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we were all together doing our work like that.
Did you put on any plays?
Plays.
At church? Did you go to the church here?
Yes, I grew up in this church.
And could you just state for the record what that church is?
Uh-huh.
Could you just say which, that's the New Hope?
The New Hope Baptist Church.
Baptist Church.
Uh-huh. I grew up there in the church. And we did Sunday school stuff and work with the youth and all like that. And I was, after I grew up enough to be able to keep records, I was the financial secretary of the church.
And before you moved at 17?
No. This was, I'm thinking after I...
Okay, after you came back.
After I came back again the second time. They're all getting mixed up.
I'm getting mixed up, not you.
But before, I liked the church because we used to have plays and do things for Sunday school and go on trips, you know, go on little trips and everything.
Where'd you go?
We'd go to the park or to wherever they would be taking us. A lot of times we go to the leader of the youth would always take us different places. You know.
In Esmont or?
Sometime in Esmont and sometime around the community. It's been so long I forgot half of that.
But you would definitely travel a little ways. Was it?
With the group. She would always take the group out places.
Would you walk?
Sometimes I remember one time in school we had to walk and we walked from Esmont to Scottsville.
Wow.
And I thought that was beautiful because I hadn't been going to Scottsville. I didn't even know what Scottsville was like. And walking to Scottsville at that age and at that time was a red treat.
Yeah. How were you fairly young, elementary school?
Yeah, I was still in elementary school.
Wow.
But I look at Scottsville now and it takes me a half an hour to ride there.
Yeah.
Gracious.
Now, did your grandparents go to Scottsville ever and just not take you, or did they not go to Scottsville?
No, we didn't. We had my grandparents, they would go to the stores in Esmont, the other end of Esmont. They would go to the stores there, but we never went to Scottsville.
How about Charlottesville?
I didn't even know where Charlottesville was at that time. Didn't know anything about it.
Wow.
But my grandfather used to have to go there sometime on some business of his, and he'd have somebody to take him there. But if they would go by a horse and buggy in there, that would take all day.
So did you have to do chores around the house?
I had to learn how to iron. I would wash dishes, and I'd have little pieces of things I'd have to wash. My grandmother would teach me how to take care of things in the house and how to clean the house, and all like that. And not like the children of the day, they sit down and wait for mama to do everything. But grandma would teach me how to do things. And which I'm very glad that she did.
Right.
You have to depend on yourself and you have to know how to do that.
Right. What did your grandfather do for work?
He was a farmer. At one time he worked, so they tell me, I wouldn't know, but he worked on the railroad when the railroad was real busy. He was a worker on the railroad.
Did that mean he was away from home a lot? Do you remember?
I guess he was.
And your grandmother?
My grandmother stayed home all of the time. She stayed with me. She was a very precious person. She would do like canning. Like people have to, you got it easier now to get all the canned foods already canned and everything. But she used to do the canning and stuff like that. My grandfather raised pigs. We didn't have to buy any food like that because he raised his own meat and had his own cows for milk and stuff like that. The first time I had white bread, I thought it was a treat. It was a treat to get a slice of white bread. Because he always made the grounded corn and the wheat and stuff, made his own flour and meal.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to buy it.
Right.
When the time came when my grandmother would get a loaf of white bread, I'd be so happy.
Now, did she get that from one of the Esmont stores?
Yes. All the stores, in a shopping that was done in the Esmont store.
Could you name some of those stores, if you remember?
Butler's.
Butler's?
It was more than that, but you can remember all
those. Was Butler's white or black?
White.
Okay.
All the stores that had, all the people who had stores at that time were white.
Okay. And did you shop for clothes there at all?
Mm-mm. My mother always sent me my clothes.
Oh, from Philadelphia. How often would she visit?
Maybe twice a year or whenever she could afford to, but mostly it would be either once or twice a year.
When you were growing up, Did you belong to any social organizations, even though you were young? Was there any club? Just church group, youth group.
Yes.
Did that have a name?
No, just New Hope Church. Young people.
And do you remember revivals?
A revival time, yes. The cemetery was, at that time, the cemetery wasn't well kept as it is now. And the men would get out and cut down the trees and everything, and the women would serve food, you know, make lunch and everything for them, preparing for revival time. And the day of revival would be a beautiful day because I'd be looking to see all the people I hadn't seen. And all of the food, the women would be cooking all day and preparing food and everything for revival time. Mm-hmm.
And when you, I'm sorry.
It was nice. Mm-hmm.
When you say you could see all the people, you saw more people than usual?
Than usual, yeah, because people who had lived here and had moved away to the cities and things, they came back for a revival. Mm-hmm. The same like they do now, mm-hmm. come back for a revival.
Okay. And I heard that other communities sometimes would visit. In other churches.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. They do the same thing now. When revival time comes, other communities come in and help with the revival for mm-hmm. them.
Mm-hmm. And then you might go to a different church on another revival day. Okay. I'm going to pause for a second. All right, we're back. I would like to ask you a little more about your life at home with your grandparents in terms of their roles. And first of all, who exercised discipline most? Or could
granddad.
You just talk about that? Your granddad.
Granddad. He exercised discipline all the time. But my grandmother, you know, she was a kind person. She didn't pay it any attention. What granddad said, that was the rule of the house mm-hmm. at that time.
Mm-hmm. And did you follow the rules?
Not all the time, but he didn't know it.
Okay. If you feel comfortable, could you talk a little bit about that, about little things you might do with your friends that...
Well, I didn't have too many friends mm-hmm. to come in and out unless it was on Sunday because... there wasn't much visitation stuff like that.
Mm.
Because on Sundays, we would, my grandmother would make ice cream, homemade ice cream. And some of the kids knew she would make the ice cream, and I didn't tell them. But then, when Sunday school or church would be over, they'd be getting home.
Uh-huh.
So my grandmother said, "You've been out running your mouth telling I made ice cream. I didn't tell nobody you made ice cream."
You mean they came home before you got here?
Sometimes, but we would come together. You know, we would all come together.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be, but she didn't care.
Oh, that's so funny.
They'd all come for ice cream.
Uh-huh.
She used to make good ice cream.
Mm. There's nothing like homemade ice cream. So how about playing with those kids kind of aside from school? Did you play with children in the neighborhood much?
No, because my grandfather was the type that the children didn't like to come around too much.
Mm.
I mostly grew up by myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I used to play ball by myself, throwing it up against the wall.
Hmm.
All like that.
So, what about dating when you hit your teenage years?
Dating?
Yeah. Was there any such thing?
Yeah, after I left Virginia.
Oh, well.
There was no dating going on while I was in Virginia. First thing my granddad would tell him, I didn't turn her loose. She's not coding yet.
Wait, could you repeat that?
The first thing my granddad would say to a young man, if he thought he was looking at me or something, I didn't turn her loose yet. She's not coding.
She's not what?
Coding.
Courting. Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much his rule. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was his rule. So
well,
I
did
didn't
you
start dating until I left with him.
Mm-hmm. Did you make boyfriends at school?
Yeah, I had boyfriends at school, but granddad didn't know.
Mm-hmm. So would you sometimes stay at school to hang out with them,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
no?
Mm-hmm. No, you had to come home when school was out.
Mm-hmm.
You had to, because I didn't have far to come, just had to walk
mm-hmm.
from
mm-hmm.
there to here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about the decision-making in your family with your grandparents? Did they make decisions together? Or I'm kind of thinking about general things about choices for you or the budget or the farm or where to go to revival.
No, everything was governed by my granddad. My granddad governed everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you have other relatives in Esmont?
Yeah, I had Onset, Uncle Raymond, and I had my cousins, LeGrand Smith.
LeGrand? Could you spell
LeGrand,
that?
LeGrant.
LeGrant. And the first aunt someone you said, was that Izetta?
Izetta. No, Izetta was one of the how many children? I forgot how many children, but the one I grew up with was Aunt Annie.
Aunt Annie, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Annie, Raymond, LeGrant, these are all Smiths?
Raymond, Annie, I's other, were brothers.
Okay.
Sisters. LeGrant was my cousin.
Okay.
And Rosa, Justine. Hiawatha are my cousins.
What was the last one?
Hiawatha.
Could you spell that?
H-I-A-W-E-T-H-A, I think.
All right. And they were, what was their last name?
Smith.
They were Smiths, but
they
cousins.
Were my cousins.
Okay.
Raymond. Those were Raymond Smith's children.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And LeGrant was?
Raymond Smith's child.
Okay. Right. Did you have any relatives in Prophet that you know of?
In where?
Prophet? Community? Yeah, it's a community. How far is it from here? Anyways, obviously not. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We just have another project going on there, so we kind of wanted to see if there were links.
Yeah.
Okay, so you went to the Esmont School mm-hmm. from a young age all the way through until 17?
Until I finished high school. I finished high school then.
Okay. Was that 11th grade?
I guess it was at that time.
At that time, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I left town.
Right.
Went to a big city.
Right. Now, was that your decision to leave?
Yes, because my mother came to visit. And I told her I wanted to go back with her. And she was hesitating at the time because I guess she had not been used to, you know, having young people around
her. Mm-hmm.
So I hid her pocketbook and I told her that if I didn't go, she wasn't going either.
Woo! Rock and roll!
So anyway, that made the decision.
I guess so. Wow. And why did you want to leave?
I don't know. I just wanted to leave. I just wanted to go somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I guess, like all young people, after they hit a certain age, they want to expand themselves
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
see what's happening somewhere else
mm-hmm.
and get away from granddad.
Yeah. I kind of thought that might come out. Huh. Did you have any plans for what you would do once you got into Philadelphia?
I didn't even know where I was going. I didn't know anything about Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Did you speak to your mother before you left about if you would work or go to continue school?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I wasn't thinking about any one thing, only one thing, I would leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did your grandparents think about you leaving?
Well, my grandmother, she was for it because she said it made me happier. She was for it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what granddad thought. I didn't ask.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't offer.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Didn't complain either. Mm-hmm. But I guess he was glad I was gone.
No. Sure not. Mm-hmm. Did you maintain correspondence with them?
Mm-hmm. All during the years. Until they passed, I was still very close.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you visit here?
Mm-hmm. Once a year, mm-hmm. twice a year. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about holidays and how you spent certain big holidays?
Well, Christmas was a big holiday.
Uh-huh.
Because being in the country, it wasn't like it is now, of course, because we didn't have all of the things like we have now.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was a big holiday because I would be waiting for Santa Claus to come and mm-hmm. see what I was going to get. And at that time, they always give you fruit and whatever they could afford to give
mm-hmm.
you and put it out Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be looking forward to that one Christmas Eve. one Christmas morning, I went out and looking at all of my stuff, and there was an envelope with money in it.
Oh.
And written on the envelope. So me, with my big mouth, I said, this writing looks just like yours, Pop. No, you didn't say anything.
How old were you?
I don't know.
I mean, a little girl or a teenager?
Yeah, small. Enough to be getting, not knowing where your Christmas gifts were coming from at
right.
Christmas time.
Right, but old enough to read.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Santa Claus don't like girls who know too much. So after that, I didn't get any more written Christmas gifts.
Do you remember how much money was in the envelope?
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember some of your favorite toys?
Yes, my grandmother had given me a piano.
A piano?
You know, a little baby piano.
Okay.
A little baby piano.
Ooh.
And I would be thinking on that, not knowing what I was doing. So uh-huh. I would be playing on that. That was my favorite toy.
Sounds
and
fun.
Then I had a big doll. And my granddad had dropped it, and it was made from the stuff that breaks up all the time.
Porcelain? Like china?
Yes.
Oh.
And he broke the head on that one, so that was the end of the doll.
Was that a white or a black doll?
White doll.
Okay.
But I never saw black dolls until I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all white dolls.
Mm-hmm. And would you have visitors on Christmas?
Yeah, or? My family, you know, they would come to visit and everything. We'd have food and eat.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice time.
Mm-hmm. Did you sing?
I guess they sang. I can't sing now, so I guess they were singing.
You were listening. You were plinking on your piano.
Yeah. Clink, clink, clink.
That reminds me of other school activities besides studying. What else happened at school besides kind of arithmetic? You know, what other things did you learn?
I learned a whole lot of stuff in school, but getting down to it, naming it now.
Yeah. I'm thinking of music.
Oh, music. I didn't learn anything about music.
Or art?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. What about history of African Americans?
No, and I'm still working on that. Because we never were taught anything about African Americans or anything. And the only thing that we could hear was what was ugly and being done, you know, to the African people and all like that, but the stuff that they were doing and the achievements that they were making, we never were told.
Right, so you only heard about slavery.
Yes.
And maybe did you hear about Jim Crow?
Right.
Was it talked about like that? Okay.
All that kind of stuff.
So nothing about...
And we knew that where you all could go, we knew that we couldn't go there.
Mm-hmm.
So... That's just about the only thing we know.
Me being white.
Yeah, right.
Which leads me to questions about segregation. Can you talk about Esmont? You said there were a lot of only white-owned stores.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about white people in Esmont, if you even remember having much contact, or what was your contact with white people in Esmont?
My contact with them was nothing, because I never had to be around them or anything.
Mm-hmm.
My contact was strictly in that small town there in that house.
That was your social life,
right,
your world.
Right.
Yeah.
I never had any contact with other people.
What about your grandparents' contact with whites?
Well, they had their contact with them. My grandmother would, like these guys come around selling stuff, she would buy reasonable stuff from them, beautiful stuff, but it wasn't expensive like it is now. And she would, I don't know where she got her money from, but however, she was able to buy all of whatever she had, whatever she bought from them. My grandfather's contact with them was on the farm and stuff like that.
He would sell to them or buy tools?
He'd buy his tools and his grain and everything.
Can you talk more about your grandmother and these traveling salespeople? What did she purchase from them?
Well, whatever they were selling, like dishes or clothing or whatever they were selling, she would buy.
Do you know where they came from?
No.
Did she ever buy any medicines from them?
I presume she did. I know she'd buy a lot of liniment. That stinky stuff.
What was that for?
Arthritis now, but like they have rheumatism or pains or something. She would buy stuff like that, and then she would buy stuff to make her cakes and everything.
Do you remember much about health care in the home and what you did or your grandparents did to treat sickness?
Well, it's an amazing thing. When I was growing up, we didn't have any sickness around us. Maybe a headache or something like that, or a toothache or something like that. But then really being sick, I don't remember my family ever being really sick.
That's great.
Until I think my grandmother was in her 70s before she really became sick, and then she passed. My grandfather was in his 80s before he really became sick. So that's why I think about me. I'm in my late 80s. I don't know when I may get sick, and that's the end of it.
Two more decades, I'm sure. So you don't remember any doctor?
The doctor early. He was the family doctor. He always came in when, you know, if they had a cold or had pneumonia or something like that. That was just about the biggest sickness that was, if you had a cold or had pneumonia or something like that. Because I remember one time I had pneumonia, and Dr. Early attended to me. And my grandmother used to believe in turpentine giving you turpentine and stuff like that. So she had given me turpentine, and when Dr. Early came to see about me, he told her whatever she was doing to continue to do it because it was doing a good job.
So you continued taking turpentine. What was that for?
Colds.
Colds. How much would you take?
Just a drop on sugar.
Huh.
A couple of drops on sugar. Or something like that.
So he would come to the house.
At that time, all the doctors, well, he was the only doctor in this area. He would come to your home to visit you.
And he was white? Where did he live? I'm sorry.
In Esma. In the white section of Esma.
What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say that all of the all of the people were white that did anything, you know, the doctors and everything.
Now, what about midwives?
Midwives? I don't know about them. I think that lady was, she was black. I know the one that was in this area was black, but I can't remember her name.
But your grandmother was past her childbearing years.
So when I was growing up, yes.
Right. But did you have neighbors who you remember having a midwife at the birth of their children?
I know they had children, but I don't know what they had there with them, because at that time, a child was not told what was going on with women who were giving birth or carrying babies or anything. They didn't tell you anything.
So when you were growing up, you sounds like you did not get any kind of talk from your grandmother about the facts of life.
Facts of life. Sex or anything else, because I remember I came down here one time and I was telling her, this was after I had grown up.
So when you were an adult returning? When you were not 17, you were coming back from Philadelphia?
I mentioned something about somebody having a baby. And she said, don't talk to me like that. Anybody here, you think I'm not anybody. I said, what do you mean not anybody? The woman just had a baby.
She thought people would think
that she wasn't a decent person if they heard her, me talking to her about somebody having a baby.
Wow.
But anyway, she was a beautiful person.
So did she talk to you about other things? I mean, did you have talks? I guess my question is, were you close to her?
Yes, I was close to my grandma. We talked about whatever she would allow me to talk about. I love my grandma.
Do you know how your grandmother might have made her money that she spent on the traveling salespeople's items?
I think by washing for other people and ironing for other people and stuff like that, because she used to wash and iron for other people, white people. That was the only way she could have made her money.
And she was allowed to spend it as she saw fit?
As she wanted. Yeah, that was her money. She made it. So that's why I can't understand women now talking about they work and make their money and the husband's spending it. There ain't no husband going to spend my money and I make it.
I agree. It's a mystery. That's funny. Do you remember what was called, I believe, home demonstration agents? They were part of the Agricultural Extension Service, and sometimes they had, like, canning demonstrations. So they were state agents coming to rural areas. Do you remember anything like that?
I used to see people coming in, but I didn't know what they were doing, because as a child, you weren't allowed to be involved in anything that adults were doing.
Really?
And most of the time, when they were involved in anything, they would either send you outside or send you somewhere else because you weren't supposed to be involved in anything any adult would do. And at least I wasn't. I don't know about anybody else. But I know I wasn't.
So were those things that happened, the adult meetings or whatever, did they mostly happen at church or were they sometimes in people's homes?
Well, if it was something individual, it would be at your home.
Mm-hmm.
But anything collectively that involved everything, everybody, like they would meet in the schools or in the church.
Mm-hmm. Or in the church. Mm-hmm. And men and women together?
Mm-hmm.
Was the church leadership both men and women, aside from the minister?
The church leadership, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm getting to the fact that your aunt became a minister much later.
Yeah.
And she felt from her autobiography, this is Reverend Izetta P. Smith, for the record.
Yeah, but...
That she couldn't be a minister earlier.
Earlier, no. Uh-uh. Only men were allowed to be ministers.
How were the women involved in the church at all?
They were deaconesses. They worked like secretaries, teachers, or helping young women showing them how to live and what to do. And teachers, Sunday school teachers and stuff like that.
So when they helped the young women out, were those women who were about to get married, or they were newly married, so they needed to know how to run a home?
No, these were the younger women growing up into women.
Ah.
Uh-huh. Like that.
So did you ever go to one of those
mm-hmm.
talks?
Mm-hmm.
Because your grandparents wouldn't let you, or you chose not to?
Well, I didn't have any reason to be there because it didn't include me. I didn't have any reason to be there.
But I thought you said you were a church member, and you were at some point a teenager, girl.
But we were in Sunday school. We worked through the Sunday school and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, being in church, you worked through the Sunday school. You were... in classes with the women who taught Sunday school and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So who were the kids who got to go to those extra meetings, those special meetings? They didn't have to do as much work?
Well, there were... I'm being confused because there were no special meetings.
Oh, I just remember you saying talks to young girls, young women,
yes.
to help them learn how to...
Like the deacons, they were deaconesses. They would talk to young women, but there was no special stuff.
It was not special.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. It was uh-huh. informal.
Right.
Ah, okay, okay. All right. Sorry about that. Okay. It sounds like you didn't play with your friends in the neighborhood. Were you aware of your neighbors, who they were?
Yeah, I knew who they were.
Could you name a few? Just to...
Oh, boy. The Johnsons, which was a big family. Who did I go to school with? The Bankses.
Banks?
Banks.
Uh-huh.
Chambers.
Uh-huh.
Browns,
did you say?
Yeah,
yeah.
Browns.
Mm-hmm. Was there a child in the Banks family named Lula?
In the Banks family?
Yeah.
Lula?
Lula.
Lula. I know Lula Brown. Lula.
No? I'm thinking from the Yancey collection I told you about, all these letters.
Mm-hmm.
She was mentioning it, and I wanted to know about her.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's not about you.
Mm.
Let's talk about you some more.
see.
Did neighbors ever visit your home?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They would visit. We would always have visitors come in. And my grandmother would have, her main thing to serve was a little wine and a glass of wine, but so big, and a slice of cake. Oh. That was her dessert.
Well, how nice.
Mm-hmm.
So they would come for dessert specifically, not for dinner?
No. If we were having dinner, anybody who was hungry could eat.
Mm-hmm. So the wine, just for that, you said about an inch and a half.
Little, yeah,
nice
just
wine.
A little glass of wine. Glasses were very small, so
that
someone wouldn't get drunk, I guess.
Right, clearly. But I'm kind of surprised that, you know, that alcohol was allowed in your home.
Wine, that was about the most thing. It would be wine and cake.
Mm-hmm. Did you make the wine?
My grandmother used to make blackberry wine.
Ah, yum.
Blackberry wine. One time she made up this blackberry wine, and somebody came to visit, and she went out to get the jug to, she kept it outside all the time.
Uh-huh.
She went out to get the jug to get them some wine, and somebody had drunk up all the wine and filled the jug up with water.
Oh, wow. Not even dark purple colored water.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, no. Did she ever find out who it was?
No.
Did she think it might be you?
No, she knew it wasn't me because I wasn't drinking wine at that time.
Uh-huh. Wow. Did you know the Benjamin Yancey family at all?
Yeah, I knew them. But I didn't know about them. Like I said, when you're a young person, you don't know what's going on in the next families.
But I was wondering if you went to school with May or Roger or Benjamin.
May and Roger, Benjamin, I think they were in school or getting ready to get out of school before I went in there.
Okay.
And they were older than me.
What was the reputation of that family?
They were good people as far as I knew. As far as I knew, they were good people.
But
they were always trying to build up something, you know, to make the community a better place and all like that.
Like the school?
Hmm?
Like the school?
Yeah, the school. And, because when I started the school, the principal at that time, I forgot his name, but anyway, he told my grandmother she should start me to school so I could mingle with the other children and get acquainted with them.
Good idea. What other things do you remember the Yancey family doing for the community? Maybe no specific project.
I can't remember.
What about the church doing, kind of helping people in need whenever they occasionally were in need? Did that happen?
I imagine it did. But like I told you, being a child at that time, or even being a younger person at that time, you didn't know what the aged people were doing.
So you didn't overhear conversation much. It sounds like you were, maybe even you said, sent out of the house when adults were around.
Anything important like that was coming up. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know anything. Now, like children today, they sit right with the parents and hear everything that's going on, whether it's good or bad. But at that time, I wasn't allowed to do that.
Right. Okay. About the whites in Esmont being in a different area, I believe they were in the lower part, in the bottom?
Yeah, we call that the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And in the bottom.
Would you ever go to the stores yourself?
Not by myself because it was too far to walk.
Okay.
You know, at that time. But I used to go to, there was a person there who ran the store. What was his name? For pizza. And he didn't care whether you were black, white, pink, or blue. Whoever came in first, that was who got waited on. Because there was a policy, if a white person was there and a black person was there first, and the white person came in, the black person would have to wait until they waited on the white person.
Okay, right.
So, but he didn't do that.
Wow.
He, if you were there first, you got waited on. And mm-hmm. when he finished with you, then he would wait on the mm-hmm. next person. Which it should have been.
But of course.
That wasn't the policy then. And there was a lady, this particular time I remember, I was in the store. And I don't know why I remember that, but she came in and said, told him she wanted a pound of nigger toes.
Of what?
Nigger toes.
Nigger toes. Mm-hmm. What were those?
So he told her that he didn't have any nigger toes. And he didn't know what that was. But he had what's this? Nuts. Not Brazil nuts.
Hazelnuts, walnuts. Pecans, pistachios, chestnuts.
There was another nut he told he didn't have any nigger toes, but he had that nut. And she could have some of them if she wanted to. Okay.
And you were there?
Mm-hmm. I was in the store at that time.
What did she say to him?
Well, when he told her that, well, she didn't want what he was telling her he had. She wanted nigger toes. I imagine she was saying that because I was there. I don't know.
Ugh.